This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavoyim. We're going to examine a Gemara in Ksubis, Perek Tes, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The case of Pagemes Ksubasa. The case of Pagemes Ksubasa is where the woman demands her Ksuba. The husband says, I paid you. And she says, no, you only paid me back part of it. Let's say the Ksuba was 1,000 zuz, and she says, you only paid back 100 zuz. The Mishnah says you have to swear. The initial thought was, she swears midairaisa. She's like Maidav Miktsas. Even though it's not technically Maidav Miktsas is when somebody claims, you owe me $100, and the person says, yes, I owe you 50. In this case, it's a little bit different. She says, you owe me $200. He says, I don't owe you anything. She says, well, the truth is, you paid back half of it. So she is being moida to the debtor. Usually the debtor is the one who is moida. Here, the creditor is the one who is being moida b'miksas. But the Gemara thought it was it's a case of shvua d'oraisa. And the Gemara says, this is not a case of shvua d'oraisa. Usually, somebody swears and is exempt. Here, she would be swearing and collecting. Furthermore, there's a lien on the karka. You don't usually swear when there's a lien on the karka. To which the Gemara says, midairaisa, she should not have to swear to collect. Presumably because she has a shtar that he owes him the money. Why would she have to swear? She has a document. Shtar chabiyada my boy. Why does she have the shtar? But she swears midrabanan. Why does she swear midrabanan? Because usually, the person who pays back is careful. The person who gets paid back is not that careful and alert to what's taking place. Therefore, since the person who gets paid back is not that alert, when she says, I was paid back partially, she really may have been paid back entirely. She just wasn't paying close attention. Okay? That's the Gemara. Rashi's bothered by a question, but we're going to focus on Tosfos. The action is on Tosfos. Tosfos is bothered, and Rashi again has this question as well, that if the reason why she has to swear is because the person who pays is careful, the person who gets paid is not careful, well, if the person who gets paid is not careful, then even if she says, you owe me the ksuba, and he says, I paid you back, so she should also have to swear, because even though she has a shtar, she should have to swear because, as the Gemara says, de para dayik, de mifraloi dayik. What difference does it make if she was poigame the ksuba or not? Either way, the person who gets paid back is not careful. So why is she only swearing if she claims she got paid back partially? Even if she says she didn't get paid back at all, she has to swear because she was not careful. Fine. To which, that's Tosfos' question. Look at Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil, Dimifra Loidayak. Let's see if I have it on the... No, I didn't put it on the sheets. But it's Tosfos, Pezayin Amud Beis, Dimifra Loidayak. Second Tosfos. Tosfos is bothered. V'davga b'poigem hu de'ikol ha'meimar, ho'il u'para b'miktsas yachaliyo shepar hakol. The only time she swears is if she claims she was partially paid back. Because you could say, since she was partially paid back, really it could be she was totally paid back. Aval b'loy poigem, but if she doesn't admit that she was partially paid back, lo yamrinan d'loy dayek. We don't say she was not careful. In other words, you could only say if somebody got paid back partially, well, maybe they weren't being careful and they really got paid back totally. But we would never say that if she says she wasn't paid back, well, maybe really she was paid back. That careless somebody wouldn't be. Okay? In other words, a person could be careless. They thought they were paid back partially. They were really paid back totally. But we would never say that a person really was paid back and has no recollection of it at all. But then Tosfos adds, V'loy shayach kan migu. Why don't we say migu? Why don't we say, believe the woman when she says she was paid back partially. Believe her when she says she was paid back partially, because she could have said she was paid back totally. I'm sorry. Believe her when she says that she is owed half the money, because she could have said she wasn't paid back at all. You hear the question? Tosis wants to know, again, Tosis just set forth the following idea, that she has to swear when she says she was paid back partially, because maybe she wasn't careful and she was really paid back totally. But she would not have to swear when she denies being paid back at all, because we would never say a person is really not careful and doesn't remember if they were paid back or not. So demifral idaic is only possible when she claims she was paid back partially, not when she claims she wasn't paid back at all. Now Tosis wants to know, when she claims she was paid back partially, why don't we say, believe her, she's owed half the ksuba, because she could have denied the whole thing. So believe me that I was paid back partially, because I could have denied the whole thing. Says Tosis, there's no migu. V'lo shayach kan migu. Hoyel v'tayma mishum d'laydayeku. Because the reason is, she's not careful. To who suffer, she adaktik. She thought she was careful, v'lo diktik, but she wasn't. You hear what Tosis is saying? You know why she doesn't have a migu? Believe me, I was paid back partially, because I could have denied the whole thing. No, we don't believe you were paid back partially, because you weren't being careful. It's basically a migu against a phenomenon that you probably weren't careful. So, again, let's review. Tosis says a few things, and there are going to be two ways of learning it. Tosis asks, why does a woman only have to swear when she admits to partial? She should also have to swear when she denies the whole thing, because she probably wasn't careful if he would have paid him back, if he would have paid her back. To which Tosis says, a person's only not careful if they're paid back partially. They won't remember if they were paid back totally. But they wouldn't be so careless not to remember if they were paid back or not. Then Tosis asks, why doesn't the woman who denies, who is poigim her ksuba and admits the partial payment, why doesn't she have a migu? She could have denied the whole thing. Tosis says, she might have a migu, but we don't believe her anyway, because she was not, because such a person is not careful. She thinks she only got paid back partially. She was really paid back entirely. Okay? So the simple way of understanding Tosis is that Mifra Loidayik only applies when she's poigame. It doesn't apply when she's not poigame. Meaning the idea that a person's not careful is only applicable when she claims she was paid back partially. It doesn't apply if she denies being paid back altogether. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and everybody, you guys know the rule of our Eon Shir, that any day you learn a Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a good day. Okay? Now, I was thinking about this question over Shabbos and last night. Maybe this morning I understand it better. I think just knowing that I would be seeing you soon, it helped me understand it better, because of the tremendous pressure that you put on me. No, I'm joking. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks a very simple question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, what is Tosis bothered by? Tosis wants to know, why does a woman only have to swear if she's poigame the ksuba, and she doesn't have to swear if she denies ever being paid at all? Isn't there a very major difference between why a woman is allowed to collect without a shvua if she says she was never paid, as opposed to if a woman was poigame her ksuba? The difference is as follows, says Tosfos. The difference is, says Tosfos, that if she says she was never paid at all, she has a chazaka. The chazaka is, she's holding a shtar. Why would she be holding the ksuba if the guy paid her? So the fact that she's holding a shtar means he didn't pay her yet, because otherwise he would have asked for the shtar back. So when she says, I was never paid, that claim is supported by a chazaka. The chazaka is, I'll prove to you I never got paid, because I have the shtar. But if she claims she was paid 100, and he says, I paid you the whole thing, then her claim is not substantiated by the shtar, because the shtar doesn't substantiate her claim, because it doesn't even say on it that she was paid back 100. So even though she claims, I'm owed 100, the shtar says, well, she can't say, well, obviously I wasn't paid back the remaining 100, because why do I have the shtar? We say, what do you mean? Actually, we don't understand why you have the shtar, because it should at least say on it that it was partially paid back according to your claim. So the taina, the chazaka of what she's doing with the shtar is weakened when she's pagin l'ksuba. If she was never paid, her claim is substantiated by the fact that she has a shtar. But if she was only, if she was partially paid, her claim is not substantiated by the fact that she has a shtar. I could not understand this question, really. Because why isn't her claim substantiated by the fact that she has a shtar? Doesn't the fact that she's holding the shtar mean he still owes her money? Is her claim weakened? We may not understand why the husband did not demand that they write on the shtar that he pay back 100. But that's not his problem, that's her problem. But in terms of her claiming you owe me another 100, why is that not fully substantiated by the fact that she's holding the shtar? I mean, Rabbi Kiveger wants to say, let's read the words. Ulechayra kasha, delam hutzrich lezeh. Why does Tosfos need to say that the difference between when she's poigim or not is if she's not poigim, then we don't say mifrap dayek, depara loy dayek. Deparak dayek, demifra loy dayek. But if she was partially paid, we do say that. Isn't there another distinction? Hayesh leimer, debeloi poigem, ten hachazacha, deshtarcha biyadim ayboi, hi betoikva. If it was not poigem, the chazaka, that your shtar in my hand, what's it doing here, is in full strength. Mishum hachi lekashvua, therefore there's no oath. You know why she doesn't have to swear if he didn't pay back anything? In other words, if she is not pugging the ksuba, she doesn't have to swear because she has a chazaka. Why do I have the shtar? I'm a bepugging, but if she was pugging the isra chazaka, where the chazaka is weakened, bezat sarach shvua, then you need a shvua. So I didn't really understand this question, because why is the chazaka weakened when she's pugging the shtar? Well, is the chazaka really weakened? So I saw this helped me as well in the hafla. The hafla sort of asked Rabbi Kiveger's question. He says, "Debeemes hadolai ka'amar Rava la'el." Why didn't Rava say earlier, "Bepoigem that sarach shvua"? Why didn't Rava say, you know why you have to swear? Not because of the reasoning of de paradayek, de mifraloidayek. Why didn't Rava say a better svara? Misham de Israelay svara de shtar chabiyadam ayboi. Shahare para miktsasai, veloi kasav hapiroi, no ayhechlev shtaroi. Veloma hutzrach le svara de mifraloidayek. The Hafla says, he's basically asking Rabbi Kiveger's question. The thing is, he asks it on the Gemara instead of on Tosfos. He wants to know, why did Rava have to say that if she's pugging the shtar, she has to swear because de paradayik, de mifraloi dayik? Why didn't he say a better reason? That when you're pugging the shtar, you have to swear because you don't have a chazaka of what am I doing with the shtar? Because that chazaka is weakened, because if he paid back partially, no document was written that it was paid back partially, or they didn't change the shtar. Why do you need the svar of mifra loy dayak? So here the Hafla is explaining the question more. You know why it weakens her taina? Because if she claims he owes me the rest, he only paid back part, he says I paid back everything. And she says, you only pay me back part. But what she's saying is not substantiated by the fact that she has a shtar. Because why isn't there a document that he paid back part? Why didn't you switch the why wasn't the shtar switched to a lesser amount? And therefore, he's not asking on Tosfos. Why did Tosfos need to differentiate between Mifralei Dayak by Poigame and not by Poigame? He's asking on the Gemara, which really means that the Hafla fields, the Gemara is Muchach, the Gemara itself is Muchach, that the only difference between Poigame and not Poigame is whether a person is careful or not. And the Gemara indicates that there's no difference between the Chazaka of having the Shtar. So what Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on Tosfos, why did Tosfos have to say this? In a way, the Hafla is answering. Tosfos had to say it because the Gemara says it. The Gemara is saying that the reason why you have to swear by Poigame is because there a person's not careful, which implies that when it's totally paid, a person is careful. So, but what the Hafla does is he switches and he shifts what Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking onto the Gemara. Why did the Gemara need to make this distinction? Why didn't the Gemara make the distinction that when she says she was partially paid, she's not supported by the chazaka of why does she has the shtar? But when she says she was totally paid, when she demands the whole thing, she's supported by having the shtar. And then the Hafla says what I was thinking, and why I told you I didn't understand Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. That in fact the chazaka does support her, even when she says that I was partially paid. Why don't you have any document? Why do you still have the shtar? She says, I am keeping the shtar to be able to collect the rest. See, that's why I didn't understand Rabbi Kiva Eger's question in the first place. That I would have said the fact that she has the shtar supports her claim even when she says she was partially paid. Why does she have the shtar to collect what she didn't get yet? So basically, that's how the Hafla learns the Gemara. The Hafla says the only difference between Poigame and not Poigame is in both cases, she's supported by a chazaka. Namely, if you didn't pay me, why do I still have the shtar? And the only difference is that if she claims she wasn't paid at all, we say, you don't have to swear, because we don't assume you weren't careful. But if she says she was partially paid, so then we have to be concerned, maybe she wasn't careful. The only difference between Poigame and not Poigame is, would she be careful or not? But Rabbi Kiva Eger was asking, there's another basic difference. The other difference is, when she claims she wasn't paid at all, she's supported by the fact that she has the shtar. And when she claims she was partially paid, she's no longer supported by that. Because if Hitaka paid half and owes the other half, they should have switched the shtar. To which the Hafla says, no, she's just holding on to it to be able to collect the rest. There's another mahalach in this Gemara. This is the Noi de Bihuda. Okay? It's a big chiddush. The Noi de Bihuda says, amazing, that Rabbi Kiva Eger is right. The truth is, he says, the only difference between, the main difference between Poigame and not Poigame is that if she does not say she was paid back partially, she's supported by a chazaka. That my claim is substantiated, and that you didn't pay me back, because why do I have the shtar? But if she says that I was paid back partially, she's no longer supported by the fact that she has the shtar, because it's weird that she has a shtar saying she's owed the whole thing when she herself says she was paid back half, so why didn't they replace the shtar? Says in Rabbi Yehuda, the real difference between when she's poigame and not poigame is Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. The problem is, so why didn't the Gemara say that? Why did the Gemara have to say the difference is that when she admits she was partially paid, we say, well, maybe she wasn't medaktik. But when she denies the whole thing, we won't say maybe she wasn't medaktik. Says in Adi Huda, that's only for a side point. You know why? The real difference is, when she claims you didn't pay me at all, she's supported by chazaka. When she says you only paid partially, she's not supported by chazaka. But now I have a different question. Even when she claims she was paid back half, but you owe her the other half, why don't we have a migu? Why don't we have a migu? Okay, I understand she doesn't have a chazaka, but she has something else going for her. She has a migu going for her. So believers that she was owed half because she could have claimed I didn't owe anything, to that the Gemara says a side point that she doesn't have a migu because we don't trust her to begin with because maybe she wasn't medaktik. But that's not the real reason why she's not believed. The real reason she's not believed was Rabbi Kivager's question. Namely, she doesn't have a chazaka. But we have a different question. Why doesn't she have a migu? She doesn't have a migu because she's not medaktik. So basically, there are three mahalchim, and in your zechus, I could say it very clearly. The Gemara says the difference between when she claims the whole ksuba and when she claims she was paid half is when she claims the whole ksuba, we say she's believed, and when she claims half, we say she wasn't careful. Which presumably means when she claims the whole thing, why don't we say there she's also not careful? Tosafot says, no, there we don't say she was not careful. For the whole thing, we don't say she's not careful. And then Tosafot asks a question, what about migu? No, Tosafot says migu doesn't help. Rabbi Kivager wants to know, why isn't there a simple difference between the two cases? When she claims the whole thing, she has a chazaka. When she claims partial, she loses her chazaka. Rabbi Kivager, by the way, answers that it's muchach in the Gemara that she's believed even without a chazaka. Why? Because ultimately the Gemara wants to know, what if she says, I was paid back partially with Edim, but the rest I wasn't paid back. So the Gemara's conclusion is she has to swear. Because maybe Taka, he paid back the rest without Edim. Now if she's only swearing in a situation where her chazaka is weakened, is her chazaka weakened if she said if she was paid back with Edim? Her chazaka is not weakened if she's paid back with Edim. Because we say, well, why didn't the guy, if he paid back part, make a new shtar? The guy didn't have to make a new shtar because he relied on the fact that he has Edim that he paid back partial. So you see, says Rabbi Kivager, even without her having a chazaka, I'm sorry, even when she has chazaka, she still swears. That's Rabbi Kivager's answer. The Hafla answered Rabbi Kivager's kasha that in both cases there's a chazaka. Because maybe, because still she could say, you owe me half, and the proof is I have a shtar. Why am I still holding on to a shtar for the whole thing? I'm holding it on for the little bit that you didn't pay me yet. The Noid Behuda learns that the main difference between the two cases is when she claims the whole thing, she has a chazaka, and when she claims half, she doesn't have a chazaka. So why didn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara is addressing a different point. Because even though when she's poi game, she doesn't have a chazaka, why doesn't she have a migu? And to that, the answer is, there's no migu because we don't believe her, because maybe she wasn't medaktik. If you look in the Lashon of Tosis though, Tosis is mashma, not the way the Noid Behuda is reading it, the way Rabbi Kivager is reading it, that Rabbi Kivager, that Tosis is saying that by poigame we say she wasn't medaktik, and if she's not poigame, she was medaktik. And by the way, there's also no migu. Because she wasn't medaktik. But Tosis is using the fact that she is medakdek when she claims the whole thing, not just in the realm of migu, but also why she's believed when she's not poigim. In other words, if I were to ask you, why does a woman who say, you didn't pay me anything, why does she not have to swear? So Noyid Behuda says, well, because she has a chazakah. And Rabbi Kiva Eger was asking, Rabbi Kiva Eger is reading Tosfos that that's not the reason. The reason is because she's medakdik there. And Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to know, well, why didn't the Gemara say that the reason is because you have a chazakah? But Rabbi Kiva Eger is learning the Gemara is saying that it's because she's medakdik. The Noyid Behuda says, no, the Gemara is only saying, addressing the migu. But the Gemara is not addressing why she's believed. Why she's believed? Because she has a chazakah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, these are three mahalchim in learning the Gemara. You have Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger learns, if she's not poigim, she's believed because she's medakdek. And it's not because of chazakah. And the proof is later in the Gemara, she has to swear even when she has a chazakah. And there it's because she's not medakdek, even though she has a chazakah. The Noyid Behuda learns, the Hafla learns that there is no chazakah in a case, the Hafla learns there is a chazakah in both cases. So the difference is not because of chazakah. And the Noyid Behuda Taka learns that the difference is, the reason why she's believed is because of chazakah. And the Gemara is using the logic of loy para, the para dayik, the mifalay dayik, just to address the migo. Okay, hatzlach everyone. Thank you for joining. Kol tov. Be well.
Sure.
Okay, so think about it like this. She says, believe me because I could have made a better claim. But we say to her, we believe you that you think that you weren't paid the rest. But we just know that people get paid, they're careless. So we believe you that you think that you're a medakdik, but we don't think you're a medakdik. We believe you. I mean, we believe what you're saying, that you think you weren't paid the rest. Just the thing is, people are just not careful about that. So, it's not that we don't believe you. The migu says, we know you think you're telling the truth. We believe you that you think you're telling the truth. But we just think he slipped the money to you and you weren't even thinking. So, it sort of undermines the migu. It doesn't go against the migu.
But it undermines the migu.
It undermines it, yeah. Okay.
Thanks so much,
Adam. Have a good day, Kalta.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.